And back here at the Thayer High School, and they're doing the announcement of the starting lineups. Just run down them again for you here. First up for the Dora Falcons, coached by the legend Scott Womack. It'll be number 10, Kinley Luna. Number 11, Isabel Martin. Number 21, Ellie Allum. I'm sorry, I'll butcher that all night long. I apologize. Kaylee Vandiver, number 22. And number 5, Montgomery Mitchell. And for the Alton Comets, it's Kaylee McIntyre, Miley Haney, Braylee Campbell, Emma Trantham, and Cassidy Reynolds. Both teams have been announced. Our officials are on the scene. We're getting ready for the start of this one. And, of course, coming up a little bit later on tonight, we'll have the Thayer Lady Bobcats as they take on the Couch Lady Indians in semifinal game number 2. I want to say thanks to some of the Alton Lady Comet boosters helping bring you the game tonight. They include the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated of Thayer. And I got a great big thank you going out to Legacy Auto Body. They towed my truck out of the ditch after I wrecked it this morning on the ice-covered Highway 142. Thank you, boys. All right, here we go. Tip is up. Controlled by the Alton Lady Comets. McIntyre got it out top. Swings it to the right side, and it's saved from going out of bounds by Campbell. Campbell gives it up to Haney. Haney takes it to the top of the key. Swings it around the left side into the corner for Reynolds. Reynolds to the elbow for Campbell. Campbell kicks it back out to Haney. Haney cross court to McIntyre. She'll take it toward the bucket. Throws up a one-handed running one-hander. No good. And a rebound taken by number 21, Ullum, for Dora. Here come the Lady Falcons. First possession of the night. Number 10 with it. That's Luna. Takes it to the right side. Gives off to Martin. Martin going to Montgomery Mitchell. She goes in the lane. Ball taken away by the defense. Good play by Emma Trantham for Alton. Lady Comets want to run. Now get it up to Haney. Doesn't take a shot. Swings it inside. They'll dump it down low for Trantham. Trantham up with a shot. No, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Number 25, the senior Emma Trantham going to the line. Fouls on number 5, Montgomery Mitchell for the Dora Lady Falcons. And Emma Trantham trying to get her team on the scoreboard here in the first quarter. We played just about a minute. First free throw is up and no good for the senior from Alton. Part-time starter a year ago and was usually instant offense when she'd come off the bench for Coach Benson in that good team they had last season. His second free throw is up, bounces off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Ullum for Dora. She gives out to Luna, who'll bring it up the court. Alton, a little bit of backcourt pressure. They're playing a man-to-man defense. Ball goes on the right side for Martin. And now to Vandiver, to Ullum. Ullum swings it cross court. Got it to Vandiver there. Goes down into the lane, shoots. Shot is blocked by Trantham, and the loose ball picked up by McIntyre for Alton. She'll swing it up the floor for Campbell on the left side. Turn to the right side to Haney. Haney making a move down the middle of the lane. A little running one-hander is up off the rim. No good. We get a hell ball on the rebound, and it's a jump ball. It'll belong to the Dora Lady Falcons on the alternating possessions. 6:34 to go here in the first quarter. No score between Alton and Dora at the Thayer Winter Classic. Dora inbounds the ball to Luna. Kinley Luna takes it up the left side with a left-hand dribble. She's a nice player. Only a junior for Coach Womack. Swings the ball on the right side. Shot is up. No good for the Lady Falcons. Rebounded by Mitchell. Mitchell gives it back out to Luna. She has it on top. Thinking about the three, fires it up. It's off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Haney for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets on the break. They swing it up to McIntyre on the right wing. Back out to Haney. Long three is up off the rim, no good. Long rebound run down by McIntyre. Kaylee swings it back to Haney. Haney got it in the middle to Reynolds. Back to McIntyre. Trying to drive the baseline, gets cut off. Gets the ball back outside to Reynolds. Reynolds now inside, back out to McIntyre, who slings one up for a three-pointer. It's good. First three-pointer of the night for Kinley McIntyre. And here come, or Kaylee McIntyre, I'm sorry. And Dora, handle the ball against the pressure, going to lose it out of bounds. Martin had it. Isabel dribbled it off her foot, went out of bounds up the left sideline. Alton will inbound, got it in the backcourt to McIntyre. McIntyre goes around the defense, swings one up to Haney. In the corner now, they'll dump it to Trantham down low. Trantham, one dribble, gives it back out to McIntyre to the bucket, throws it up, no. Rebound controlled by Dora. That was Martin, got the rebound. And we'll bring it the other way up the floor, crosses the timeline, swings it on the right side for Luna. Luna now to Mitchell. Mitchell back outside to McIntyre. Handles it on the right side. A little crossover dribble into the lane. Ducks under the defense. Shoots. Oh, couldn't get a bounce. And the rebound comes off to Miley Haney for Alton. Gets it up to Kaylee McIntyre. In the corner for Reynolds. Just inside the three-point line. It's good. Cassidy Reynolds with a long two. Hit the 17-footer. And the Alton Lady Comets are up early 5-0. 4:46 to go in the first quarter. Dora handles it outside. That is Vandiver. Gives it on a high post. And now back outside to Ullum. Ullum to McIntyre. Moving off the screen down to the right corner. Got a lane to the bucket. Goes down the baseline. Swings it cross court. And now gets it back. Tries it back down defender. Gives the ball back out to Vandiver. Vander going in the middle to Mitchell. Mitchell up with a shot. It's good. Nice play by Montgomery Mitchell, the sophomore. Her first two and the first 2 points of the night for the Dora Lady Falcons. And now Alton throws it away going the other direction. As substitution for the Lady Comets, Jessica Green will check into the game. Number 5, Trantham will check out. And here comes Dora with a chance to tie if somebody hits one from downtown. Or they can make it a one-point game here with a hit or two. They swing the ball on the right side. Now back out front to Mitchell. Mitchell moves through the free throw circle, gives it to McIntyre. Now on the baseline to Ullum. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebound off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. It'll be Dora Lady Falcon basketball. Well, inbound down on the baseline on the offensive end. Kenley Luna will trigger it. They line up on the left side of the lane. Got a cutter in the lane. Mitchell up with a shot. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Mitchell's got it and gets tied up. And the Haney and Mitchell tie up after the loose ball, and the alternating possession will give it to the Alton Lady Comets. And now Dora coming with a little full court pressure. It's 2-1-2 zone. Alton inbounds to McIntyre. She's a good ball handler. Takes it up the right side, passes in the middle to Haney. Haney trying to go inside with a pass, and the ball is deflected and out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. Reynolds got a piece of it, so did Jessica Green, and the ball goes off them out of bounds. So Dora comes the other way. Chance to get back to within one with a bucket. 3:37 to go in a pretty clean first quarter. Dora got it on the left side wing there for Vandiver. Got it outside. Gives up to Martin. Martin drives the baseline. Pulls up with a jumper. No. Rebound. Mitchell can't score. Mitchell gets another one. Kicks it outside to McIntyre for the tie. It's good. She banked it off the window. Luna with the three for the Dora Lady Falcons. And we're tied at 5 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Alton breaks the press, got the ball down to Campbell. Campbell through the lane, kicks it out, gets it right back down the low blocks. Couldn't get a shot. Gives to Haney. Haney, wraparound pass goes to McIntyre. Now on top for Campbell. Campbell dumps it in and gets it back outside to Green. Green back to Campbell, who drives down the right side and scores. Braylee Campbell, first 2 points tonight. Alton back on top by two. 2:43 to go in the quarter. Dora brings it up. Luna gives it up to Mitchell from the free throw line. Turns, shoots, and scores. Montgomery Mitchell with the bucket. She's got 4 points in the game, and we're tied at 7. Alton with it on the offensive end. Oh, nice pass. Got the ball inside for Reynolds. Couldn't hit the shot. And the rebound taken by Mitchell for Dora. Here come the Lady Falcons. Luna up the court, down the left side of the lane, threw a double team and lost the handle. And it's off of Luna. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. A couple of substitutions here for Alton. Green and Reynolds check out. Emma Trantham checks back in the ballgame along with Emma Coffin, a freshman, wearing number 20. Alton with the ball. Got it into the front court, almost a backcourt violation, but they control it. Campbell with it, bounces it down to Emma Trantham, back outside to McIntyre, thought about the three. Dribbles twice, shoots one off the window, no good, and rebound controlled again by the Dora Lady Falcons. Ellie Ullum brings it up to the top of the key, swings down the left corner, got it there to Carter. Carter, who just checked into the game, swings it back out on top to Luna. Luna working the right side of the floor, goes to Ullum on the wing, back to Luna on top. Minute 38 to go here in the first quarter. Here, Luna, nice move through a double team. Got a little pass inside, back outside. Long three-point shot is up by Martin. That's no good, and a rebound taken by Trantham for Alton. Quick up the floor to Haney on the left side. They'll swing it around to the right. Campbell fakes the three, moves to within 15 feet of the bucket, shoots and scores. Braylee Campbell with her second bucket. She's got 6 points now in the game. I must have given somebody else one of her buckets. Well, I did. I think I gave it to Reynolds. 24 and 34. Anyway, 24, Campbell with 6 points. Dora working the ball around the perimeter of the Lady Comet zone defense here. They've gone to a 2-1-2. They take it down in the corner, back out on top. And they'll give it up, number 32 in the corner. Now Carter brings it back out to Martin. Martin swings it to Ullum. Ullum back to Martin on top. She gives it up, gets it right back. Isabella Martin on the wing, gives to Carter. Carter shoots a three out of the corner. It's off the rim, no good, and Alton with a rebound. Miley Haney with it. On top to McIntyre, back to Haney. Thought about taking the three, now swings it on a skip pass to the left side. Ball goes in the corner and back out to the wing for Campbell. Campbell bounces it to Haney on the right. Moves to the top of the key, gives it to McIntyre, back to Haney. Straight away for three, that one's good. Miley Haney hits a three from straight away, top of the key. She's got a 3 points in the game, and Alton now up by five, 12-7. Here's Luna going into the lane, got stopped by the defense, and travel with the basketball. Luna got a little bit out of control there. Dora again with a 2-1-2 zone press. Alton inbounds ball, and there's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 12-7. Alton Lady Comets with the lead over the Dora Lady Falcons. We'll take a timeout, back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right. It's our friends and family sale with friends and family pricing, and it is only here at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. This is one of our biggest sales of the year, so bring your friends and family and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back at the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic semifinal action tonight. This is semifinal game number one, the top-seeded Alton Lady Comets with a five-point lead over the Dora Lady Falcons as we head to the second quarter. Dora will open a quarter with the basketball. They'll inbound it into the backcourt for Kaylee Luna. Alton led tonight by number 24, Braylee Campbell. Good first quarter with 6 points. Leads all scorers in the game. Dora working around the perimeter, the Alton Lady Comet zone. They go to Ullum. Ullum will give it up now to Mitchell. Mitchell tried to go back cross court to McIntyre and threw it out of her reach and out of bounds. Alton will get it back after the Dora turnover. They inbound the ball, number 24, Campbell, to McIntyre. Back to Campbell across the timeline as Dora's applying a little bit of backcourt pressure. And, oh, Campbell dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. Dora gets it after turnover. That was a good defensive play there by a pair of Dora Lady Falcons. They got her tied up in the corner, and she lost the handle out of bounds. Dora comes back with the ball. Chance to get back to within three with a bucket. And they handle it way out front. Oh, there's a double dribble. Yeah, number 11, Isabel Martin, started to pick it up and pass it, and then the lane closed up. She tried to put it back on the floor. That's a double dribble, so another turnover on Dora. Alton inbounds the ball to McIntyre. Has it poked away from behind, picked up by Vandiver for Dora. Here come the Lady Falcons. Again, chance to get back to within three with the bucket. Luna with it out front. Dribbles through the free throw circle, out to the left wing, all the way down to the baseline, kicks it inside, shot is up and good. Number 32, Ashlyn Carter, her first two coming off the bench, and Dora again with a full court pressure. Alton gets it across the timeline to Campbell. Campbell, just a sophomore, goes over to Haney. Miley goes all the way down to the baseline, a little wraparound pass, comes outside, three-point shot is up, off the rim, no good, and a rebound taken by Dora. Here come the Lady Falcons again. Number 5, Montgomery Mitchell got that rebound. She'd been good here in the first half, especially on the boards. Dora working the ball around the perimeter. Got it out top to Mitchell. Mitchell gives to Luna, and Luna's going to get fouled on the play. Trying to get in front of her and pick up the Steele for the Alton Lady Comets. Fouls on number 32. Oh, they called it on Carter for a moving screen. Wow, Ashlyn Carter called for the foul. That's her first. And here's Dora with a steal in the full court press. Luna's got it. Right side of the lane, wrap around, pass is off and good. Ullum will score the layup. Nice play there by Luna to go inside, a little wraparound pass to her teammate, cutting to the bucket for the lay-in. Alton coming the other way. The lead is back to one. Dora on a 4-0 run, and we're going to get a foul as Campbell goes down the middle of the lane on the dribble drive. She's fouled by number 21 for Dora. That was Ullum, her first. And it'll send Campbell to the free throw line. Braley now with 7 points to lead all scorers in the game. We still got 6:14 to play in the first half. Campbell, just a sophomore, good player. Set to shoot the second free throw, and it is up and, oh, no good. Hit the front, back of the rim, and bounced off. Dora brings it the other way. Alton now a little bit of full court pressure. But Luna dribbles through it. It's a 3-on-2 for Dora, and Luna goes all the way to the bucket. Couldn't hit the layup, and the rebound is taken by Campbell. Campbell gets it out to McIntyre. Up the court to Haney in a hurry. Dora's defense gets back. Ball goes down on the left side. Shot is up for Alton. No good by Reynolds. And we got a held ball on the rebound, and the possession will belong to the Alton Lady Comets with 5:47 to go in the first half. Say thanks to some more of your Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, like Allen Supported Living in Thayer and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton. Alton inbounds the ball, got it in for Reynolds. Reynolds gives it in the corner to Campbell. Campbell lobbing it inside to Trantham. Trantham couldn't go up with a shot and then dribbles it, and it's off the foot of one of the Dora Lady Falcons. It'll be out of bounds. Alton basketball will inbound it down right under the bucket on the baseline on the offensive end of the court. Looking in the middle, nobody open. They'll swing it outside to Haney. Haney fakes it from the left side. Gives to McIntyre. McIntyre to Campbell. Back out to McIntyre. To Campbell. Now in the left corner. Campbell's got it there. Back out to Haney on the wing. And now to McIntyre on top. Back to Haney. Now to the high post to Campbell. Campbell swings it to Reynolds. Reynolds driving the baseline. Back to Campbell. Going to the bucket. Shots get blocked, but she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Campbell being very aggressive, taking the ball to the hole tonight. Fouls on number 5, Montgomery Mitchell. And the sophomore for Dora picks up her third team foul in the third quarter. We've still got 5 minutes to play here in the period. And at the free throw line, number 24, Braylee Campbell. First one is up and good. Campbell now with 8 points on the night. Dora making a substitution as Ashlyn Carter checks out. And number 22, Kinley Vandiver, will check back in for Coach Womack. Second free throw up for Reynolds is no good. Campbell. And Dora got the rebound. They're running up the court. That's Luna. Pulls up. 12-foot jumper is off the glass. No good. And the rebound taken out long. A 3-point shot from the wing for Martin is no good and goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Lady Comets lead by 3. 4:56 to play in the first half. And Coach Benson going back to his bench. Number 5 will check in for Alton. That is Jessica Green. And Emma Trantham will check out of the game. Indoor in the 2-1-2 zone. And they like to double team on the ball and try to force you to the corner. This time Alton breaks the press. Haney's got it. Cross court to Campbell. Campbell drives within 12 feet of the basket. Kicks it back outside. Haney's got it on the right side. Now to Campbell. A little dribble drive in the lane. Jump step up with a shot. Counted in the foul. Braylee Campbell having a first half here, as that bucket will give her double figures at 10, and she'll go to the line and shoot for the 3-point play. Foul on number 22, that is Kinley Vandiver for the Dora Lady Falcons. And sending Braylee Campbell back to the free throw line. She is 2-for-4 from the line in the first half and puts this one up, and it's good. So Campbell with 11 of the 17 for the Alton Lady Comets. And with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, Alton back out to a 6-point lead, matches their biggest lead of the half. Dora with the basketball. Remember, they opened this quarter on a 4-0 run to get back to within one. after being down 5 at the quarter break. Dora working around the perimeter of the Comet zone. They got the Luna now on the right side. Luna into the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice play, Kinley Luna. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. And Alton handles it against the press, got it across the timeline to Haney. Haney swings one cross court, got it there to Campbell. Campbell into the lane, puts up a shot, no good, but she's fouled. She'll go back to the free throw line again. This one will be on number 22. That is Kaylee Vandiver, will be her second of the night. And the 15th foul on Dora with 3:58 to play in the first half. So the Lady Falcon, or the Lady Comets, we go into the free throw line to shoot two on every foul for the remainder of the half. And Campbell hits the first one here. She's got 12 points in the game now, looking for number 13. It's up and off the rim, no good, Braylee Campbell. This is the free throw. Dora with the rebound. They make a long pass up the court, caught by Mitchell, and then Mitchell ran over a defender, and we're going to get a blocking foul called on the 8 Alton Lady Comets. That'll be on Jessica Green. Dora will inbound the ball down along the baseline, just to the right side of the glass on the offensive end. Luna looking in the middle, trying to swing it in there. Pass is deflected and out of bounds by Miley Haney. 3:53 to go in the half. Dora tried to inbound it again. On the baseline, on the offensive end, they run the play in the middle. Nobody open. Kick it outside. Long three-point shot is up and no good by Vandiver. And a rebound taken by Dora. And a foul going to be called on the play. Number 14 for Alton, Miley Haney, going to be called for the over-the-back. And Dora will inbound it again. Luna, the trigger man, bounces it into the lane for Olam. Olam couldn't get a shot away, gives the ball back to Luna. Luna into the lane, dumps it down low to Mitchell, shoots, count it, and one. Montgomery Mitchell with a nice shot through heavy traffic and got fouled on the play. Foul will be on the door, Lady Falcons. Number 5, that is Montgomery. No, number 5 at the line. Number 5, Heather Green for Alton, called for the foul. And now Miley Haney checks out of the game for Coach Shane Benson as Cassidy Reynolds checks back in for the Alton Lady Comets. At the line, Montgomery Mitchell looking for her 7th point. It's no good. And a rebound run down in the corner by Luna for Dora. Dora with a chance to make it a 2-point game with the bucket here. They go to the high post for Mitchell. She gets knocked down from behind as she made the catch. And this foul is going to go on number 20. And that is Coffin, Emma Coffin, call for the foul. Will be her first of the game. And Dora will inbound. Team foul number 4, so both teams will be shooting the double bonus from here on out. Dora inbounds the ball, got to Luna. Luna going to the hole, lays it up off the window and good. Kinley Luna coming live. She's got 7 now for Dora to lead them in scoring. And it's a 1-point game, 18-17. Alton having trouble with the ball in the backcourt. Finally got across the timeline, all the way down under the bucket. And a score for Emma Coffin. Her first 2 of the night. And we get a timeout call by the Alton Lady Comets. 3:14 to play in the first half. Alton leads Dora by 3. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their 3 kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree is a proud supporter of the annual Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon.
Now we're back into Thayer High School, the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic girls basketball tournament. Semifinal game number 1 tonight. And the Alton Lady Comets lead the Dora Lady Falcons by 3, 20-17. Dora with the ball. Luna into the lane, all the way to the bucket. Lays it up with the left hand, no good. And a fight for the rebound is taken by Braylee Campbell for Alton. Pushes it up the floor to Jessica Green. Green back to Campbell, down the right side of the lane. Throws it up off the window and in. Braylee Campbell now with 14 to lead all scorers in the game. Dora back the other way, down by five again. Luna handles it out top. Swings it into the lane for Martin. Martin going down low to Mitchell. Mitchell back outside the Luna. Luna sets it up on the right side, goes to the top of the key, now the left side, fires a three, it's up off the back of the rim. No, it's good. The ball didn't hit the support on top of the basket, it bounced straight up and fell down through. Kinley Luna with the three-pointer, first one or second one of the night for her, and she's now got 10 points in the game. Alton with it on the other end, all the way to the bucket goes Campbell, she scores again. Nice drive down the right side of the lane. It's 24-20. Alton with the lead, Dora with the basketball. 2 minutes to play in the half. Nice move here to get open. Didn't take a shot, that was Martin. Martin got to Ullum. Ullum back out to Luna. Luna pulls another three up. This one off the backboard, no good. And the rebound is gonna go out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. Trying to catch up to it before it got out of bounds was Emma Coffin. And now Coffin will check out of the game. Miley Haney back in for the Alton Lady Comets. So Alton back to the starters on the court with the exception of Green in there in place of Reynolds. No, Reynolds is out there. Trantham's not out there. Dora on the offensive end trying to stay close here. They need a bucket to get back to within two. Got it on the left side for Vandiver. Feeds it out top. Now to the high post to Mitchell. Mitchell, one dribble. Gives it up to Ullum. Ullum. Back to number 11, Martin. And Martin hits the short jumper from just inside the free throw line. Dora back within two. Alton with the basketball. They dump it down low, back outside. Haney for three, it's good. Miley Haney's hit two baskets tonight, both of them from 20 feet. She's got 6 points, and Alton lead is back to five, 27-22. We're down under a minute to go in the first half. Dora controls it on the perimeter. On the offensive end, they go to the high post for Mitchell. Mitchell back outside, now to Luna. Luna handles it from the top, backs out, starts the offense. Swings it right side to Ullum out on the wing. Ullum, the skip pass, goes the left side to Vandiver. Vandiver backs down the defender, gives to Luna. Luna all the way under the bucket and dribbles it out of bounds, trying to go down the baseline. And Emma Trantham checks. Oh, now Coach Benson says, no, don't want to put a sub in. Emma will go over and take a seat. 34 seconds to play in the half. Alton with the ball. Up by five. A bucket would make it the biggest lead of the night for the Lady Comets. Getting pushed a little bit here by the five seed in the semifinals. Alton bounces it to the high post. Campbell turns, shoots. It's good, and she's fouled. Hit the shot from just outside the elbow. It'll count. And the foul is on number 10. That was Kinley Luna. Will be her first of the game. Another 2 points for Campbell. Campbell with 18 in the first half. The free throw is up and she scores it. 19 in the game now for Campbell. And, oh, they're going to wave off the free throw. There was a lane violation on the Lady Comets. One of them stepped in the lane too early. Substitution now for Dora. Number 30, Jamie Hall, will check into the game for the first time. And Mitchell will check out. Dora coming with the ball. 16 seconds to go in the half. They need a bucket. Stay close here. Down seven. Luna's got it on the right side. Swings it out top for number 11, Martin, who hits a three from the top of the key. 4 seconds to go as Alton crosses the timeline. Got it to Haney for a long shot. Ooh, just off the front of the rim. And that's how the first half will end. It's a 4-point game, 29-25. Alton Lady Comets, the top seed, have the lead over number 5 Dora here in the semifinals of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer. One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back at the Thayer High School, the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic Basketball Tournament. It's the girls' tournament, and at the half, the top seed Alton Lady Comets being pushed by the number 5 seed Dora. Alton leads it by 4, 29-25 is our score. And again, we're at the half. I hope you're enjoying the game tonight. First of two for you tonight. Coming up after this game, we'll have the Thayer Lady Bobcats as they take on the Couch Lady Indians. Lady Indians were upset winners in the first round as they beat Bakersfield, the number 3 seed. So it'll be the 2-7 going at it in the second game tonight, Thayer and Couch. This one, though, is a good one. Dora Lady Falcons are giving the Alton Lady Comets everything they want, thanks to the hot hand late in the half of Kinley Luna. Luna with 10 points for the Lady Falcons. And, of course, for the Alton Lady Comets, they're led by Braylee Campbell. She has 19 here at the half for the Alton Lady Comets. We'll have a complete look at all your scoring coming up. Do want to remind you, earlier this afternoon, it was Bakersfield, the winner over Houston, to advance to the Consolation Finals, which will be played tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Yeah, the championship round of the tournament, due to the weather moving in this weekend, has been moved to Thursday evening. And again, the Liberty Lady Eagles and the Bakersfield Lady Lions will play for the Consolation Trophy at 5 o'clock tomorrow. The loser of the two semifinal games will play for third place at 6:30, and the championship game will be at 8 o'clock tomorrow night against the two winners here this evening. At the half, Alton with the lead over Dora, 29-25. Back with your halftime scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now we're back at the Thayer High School. It's halftime of semifinal game number one. Top-seeded Alton with the lead over number five, Dora, 29-25. Let's look at the scoring. First up for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Dora Lady Falcons. They're led in the first half by Kenley Luna. The junior has scored 10. 5 points for junior Isabella Martin. A two for Ellie Ollum. Six for Montgomery Mitchell. And two for Ashlyn Carter. For the Alton Lady Comets, they're led in the first half by a sophomore, Braylee Campbell. She has 19 in the first half. 6 points for Miley Haney. She's hit a pair of threes. A three for Kaylee McIntyre. Two for Emma Coffin. And two for, no points for Cassidy Reynolds. I apologize. And that's the scoring here in the first half. I want to say thanks to the Alton Lady Comet Boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Legacy Auto Body and Towing, Incorporated in Thayer. And again, thanks to the guys from Legacy for coming and pulling me out of the ditch this morning after I slid off on that icy road. Thank you, boys. Nice job. Mr. Dent Collision Repair in West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering, just Dustin Walters in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer in West Plains, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. We're going to take another timeout. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something, where you always get the best price and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birchtree is a proud supporter of the annual Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon.
And we hope that you are too. All right, Dora Lady Falcons will open the second half with the basketball. They're within four, 29-25, as we open third quarter play. Both teams back to their starters on the court from the way it looks right now. Dora into the offensive set. Got the ball on the right side. Now punch it inside to Ollum. Ollum back outside to Martin. Martin lets one fly. No, she traveled before she got the shot away. And the Dora Lady Falcons going to open the second half with a little full court pressure here. 2-1-2. Alton, inbound. To McIntyre. Kaylee back over to Haney. Haney. Back over to McIntyre and across the timeline. Alton into the half-court set. Got it to Haney. Now back to McIntyre. Directing traffic with the left hand. Dribbles with the right. Swings the ball on the left side wing. Got it there to Reynolds. Reynolds. Cross-court to Haney. In the corner to McIntyre for three. That one's short. No good. And the rebound run down by Campbell. Out around the three-point line. She'll get back into the offensive set. McIntyre gives it to Campbell. Dumps it down low to Trantham. Emma up with a shot. Wouldn't fall. And Ullum yanks down the rebound for Dora. Here come the Lady Falcons. We played just about a minute. Neither team has scored yet here in the third quarter. Mitchell with it for Dora. Or Martin, I'm sorry. Swings it to Mitchell at the high post. She'll kick it back outside to Luna. Luna had the hot hand late in the first half. She's got 10 points in the game to lead the Lady Falcons. They continue swinging around the perimeter. This 1-3-1 zone employed here by the Alton Lady Comets. Really bothering the offense. They cut through the middle here. Luna going to the bucket, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. Kinley Luna now with 12 points in the game. And here we're going to get a whistle and a foul as the Lady Comets break the full court press. Campbell bringing it across the timeline gets fouled by Isabel Martin, who tried to step in and draw the charge. And it's called for the blocking foul. Alton will inbound it on the sideline right in front of their bench. McIntyre kicks it into Haney, who hands it right back to McIntyre. They'll set the offense from there. McIntyre out on top. Getting a clear out on the left side. Doesn't take it. Swings it on the right side for the overload. Haney's got it now. We're going to get a whistle. And we got a foul in the lane. It's going to be a push on the Lady Comets, I believe, number 25. Yes, it is. Emma Trantham. Call for a push away from the ball. So Dora's got the ball back with a chance to tie the score here. They trail by two with 6:22 to go in the third quarter. Luna brings it across the timeline. Brings it left side. Now down in the left corner for Vandiver. Vandiver then travel with the basketball. Making a fake. Picked up one foot and then tried to fake and picked up the other one. That's the established pivot foot. That's a travel. 6 minutes, 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Things have started kind of slow here. Alton inbounds the ball, got to Haney. Haney gives off to Campbell, going to the bucket. Offensive foul going to be called on Campbell. That's the first foul of the night on Braley. And Alton coaches didn't much like that one. Coach Benson asked an official to come over and give an explanation. And the official just walks by. 6 minutes to go. Dora with the basketball again. Chance to tie the game with a bucket. Got it on the left side for Vandiver. Out front to Mitchell. Mitchell swings it to Martin. Fires from the top of the key. No good. Rebound is punched out to Ullum. Ullum will give it up for Luna. Luna handles it against the defense of McIntyre. Takes it around to the left side of the floor. Gives to Ullum. And back outside for Martin. Martin lobbing it down low to Luna. Reverse layup is blocked by Trantham. Loose ball picked up by Dora. Luna's got it, driving the baseline again. Trying to wrap around pass to Mitchell, and she gets fouled as she makes the play. That's a nice play right there by Kayla Luna, or Kinley Luna. Foul on the Alton Lady Comets is on number 24, Braylee Campbell. That's her second. Both of them here in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Dora inbounds the ball, got it to Kinley Luna. Luna trying to lob it inside. The ball goes over everybody's head and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with 5:25 to go. The only 2 points in the quarter so far belong to the Dora Lady Falcons. Alton hadn't scored in 2.5 minutes, almost 3 minutes into the third. Dora or Alton with it. Got it out top to Haney. Now to McIntyre. In the corner to Reynolds. Reynolds drives within 10 feet of the bucket. Passes it. And we get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Alton Lady Comets. Reynolds trying to make the catch, got tied up by the defense. Alton will inbound it under the bucket. Campbell lobs it into Trantham. Trantham up with a shot. Couldn't hit it. Rebound to Reynolds. Cassidy gives out to Haney. Flying through the lane. Puts up a running one-hander. No good. And a held ball on the rebound. It'll belong to the Dora Lady Falcons with 4:58 to go in the third. Again, we've played a little over 3 minutes in this third quarter. Alton still has not put the ball in the hole. Their lead has been trimmed to two at 29-27. Dora taking their time, bringing it up the floor. Luna takes it to the right side, trying to beat the defender off the dribble. Doesn't. Now gives the ball up down low to Mitchell. Mitchell back out to Luna in the corner. Luna fires a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Haney. Oh, Haney had a run out. Got it all the way down the court. Now to Reynolds. Makes the catch. Swings it over to Haney for three. It's good. Miley Haney with her third three-pointer of the night. She's got 9 points. And the Alton lead is 5 again at 32-27. Dora back on the offensive side. Gives it to Ullum on the wing. Ullum to the free throw line for Mitchell. Down the right side of the lane. Kicked it out to Luna for three. That one too hard off the rim. Rebound gets on the floor. Picked up by McIntyre for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Got it to Campbell. Campbell lobs it down to Trantham. Puts it up off the window and in. Emma Trantham with her first 2 points of the game. We get a timeout called by the Dora Lady Falcons. 34-27. All Lady Comets lead it by 7, their biggest lead of the game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
And we're back at the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic Girls Basketball Tournament. Semifinal game number one, Alton, the number one seed, who did not play in the first round. They got a first round bye. Alton leads Dora, the number five seed, who upset the Liberty Lady Eagles in the first round. Alton leads it by 7 here. Dora coming with the basketball. They've only scored 2 points in this quarter. They need a bucket. Here's Luna, got an opening to the bucket, lays it up, counted, and a foul. Luna going to the line for a possible three-point play. Foul is on the Alton Lady Comets, number 14. That is, well, it can't be 14. Dora doesn't have, oh, I'm sorry, Alton, number 14. That is Haney. That'll be her second. And the free throw for Luna is no good, rebounded by Miley Haney. So Haney picked up the foul. Luna misses the free throw. Only 2 on the play for Luna. She's got 12 now in the game. Or excuse me, 14 with that bucket for Dora. Alton working it around the perimeter of the zone. Here's a 3-point shot out of the corner by McIntyre. No good. Rebounded by the Lady Comets. They get it back inside to Campbell. Goes around the defender. Couldn't hit the shot. And a rebound taken by Ullum for Dora. Here come the Lady Falcons down by 5. Luna handles it out front. Working against the defense of McIntyre. Crossover dribble into the lane, throws it up off the window. It's good. Young lady is caught on fire. She's got 16 now in the game. Alton with it the other end, break the press, got it inside to Reynolds, back outside to Campbell, and on the right side to Green, who just checked in. Back to Campbell on the wing, out top to McIntyre. Thought about the three, gives it to Haney. Haney lobs it into the lane for Reynolds. Reynolds back to McIntyre, going to the bucket, shoots and scores. Kaylee McIntyre with her 5th point of the game, and the Alton lead remains at 5, 36-31. Business picking up here in the third quarter. Here's Dora, wide open for a three as Martin missed it, and the rebound off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets out of bounds. Haney trying to corral that ball, couldn't quite catch it. Goes out of bounds. Dora will inbound down under the bucket with 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Trailing by 5. They bounce it into the lane. Oh, and going up, and oh, she didn't shoot it. That's a travel on Isabel Martin. Martin caught it, went to go up for the shot, and then didn't shoot it and came back down on the floor. That's a travel every time. Alton coming against the Dora full court press. Get it across the timeline. Goes to Haney on the left side. Haney dribble drive, trying to pass it inside. The ball deflected by the defense and out of bounds. Alton will trigger it in with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Leading by 5, 36-31. Campbell will trigger it in, looking at Reynolds. She's not open and brings it way outside to Haney. Haney, a long 3-point shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Martin for Dora. Martin gives it out to Luna. Luna's had the hot hand. She goes into the lane, kicks it back outside. 3-point shot is good. Number 22, That is Kinley Vandiver hits the three, and we get a timeout call. 36-34, the Alton lead trimmed to two. Minute 55 to go in the third. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, the Alton Lady Comets have led by as many as seven in the game. That lead is back down to two with a minute 55 to play in the third quarter. Alton leads the Dora Lady Falcons. Alton breaks the full court press. Now Luna with a steal. Took it away from Campbell. Goes down the floor, puts up a shot. No good. And we get a foul on the rebound. Dora's Olam got the rebound. Going back up with a shot. Had it blocked, but a foul going to be whistled on the Lady Comets. Number 24, that is that's Campbell. That's number three on Braylee Campbell, who leads Alton in scoring tonight with 19. And the first free throw is up and good for number 21, Ellie Ullum, the junior with her third point of the game, looking for point number four and the tie here. Folks, don't go away. We got a good one brewing here. Second free throw is up and good. We're tied at 36 as Ullum hits a pair of free throws. And the Alton Lady Comets with the ball now, bringing it against the full court pressure. McIntyre got it across the timeline to Haney. Haney, long cross court pass caught by Campbell. Campbell back to McIntyre, fake the three, gives it to Campbell. Campbell dumps it in to Reynolds, and she gets fouled as she goes to make a pass. I believe that's going to be on Ellie Ullum. That'll be number two on her. Neither team with a serious foul trouble, other than Braylee Campbell with three for Alton. Nobody else with more than two. And we're going to get another timeout on the floor. Minute 29 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 36. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times. And the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back here at the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. Boy, good crowd gathered here tonight for the semifinal round of the tournament. And, of course, there's another game coming up here at about 8 o'clock tonight. It'll be the Thayer Lady Bobcats to take on the Couch Lady Indians. You know how that one always goes. And here we are, Alton with the basketball in a tie game, minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Taking their time offensively. Oh, and here's a bounce into the middle, and the ball is stolen by the Dora defense. Good play by Kinley Vandiver. Dora with a chance to take the lead here with a bucket. Luna bounces it into the lane. It's stolen by Trantham for Alton. Lady Comets, long pass up the court. Got it to Reynolds, up with a shot, and it's good. 4 points now for Cassidy Reynolds in the game. And Alton back on top, 38-36. Dora with it. They'll bounce it down low to Martin. Martin on the dribble. Picks it up. Gives to Ullum. 17-footers up off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Alton. Campbell trying to throw it ahead. Got it to Reynolds. Reynolds gives to McIntyre. She crosses the timeline. Back to Reynolds in the corner on the left side. Back to McIntyre. Dora getting really aggressive in this zone defense, not allowing the Lady Comets to shoot from the perimeter. Here's one to Campbell. Fakes the three. Goes around the defender. Pulls up. 12-footers off the rim. No good. Rebound Luna for Dora. She's off to the races. It's a two-on-one. Got it across the court for Vandiver, and her shot is blocked and out of bounds. That's a nice defensive play by the Lady Comets. didn't see who got back, but blocked the layup before she could get up on the rim. And Dora will inbound down under the bucket with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. Need a bucket to tie. Got to Luna in the left corner, driving the baseline all the way through the lane, out to the right wing, shoots a jumper, no good. Rebound tipped up, controlled by Dora. They got it to number 11, Martin. She'll fire the shot. It's good at the buzzer. Isabel Martin hits one from just inside the three-point line, and we're tied at 38 as we go to the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes of this one in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, we're tied at 38 as we head to the fourth quarter of play. Alton, the number one seed here in the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. And the Dora Lady Falcons, the number five seed, looking for their second straight upset in the tournament. They beat number four Liberty here on Monday night and looking to unseat the number one seed in this one. Tied at 38 as we open the fourth quarter. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. They bring it into the front court. McIntyre handles it way out away from the bucket. Taking it to the right side. Swings it down the corner to Haney. Haney, wide open, doesn't take the three. Gives the ball off to Campbell. Her shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Ussery's got it for Dora. The Dora Lady Falcons with a chance to take the lead here with 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Luna swings it to number five. That is Mitchell. Mitchell into the lane on the spin move. Couldn't hit the shot, and the rebound comes down to Braylee Campbell for Alton. She races up the left side. Now going into the lane, bounces it down to Trantham. Trantham scores two. And the Alton Lady Comets back up by two. That's a nice play that time by Campbell. Give her the assist to Trantham in the 2 points. 40-38 Alton. Up two, back playing defense, playing the zone. Dora swinging around the perimeter of it. Got the ball back to Martin. Martin dumping it to Mitchell. Now to Luna. Luna drives, 12-foot jumping jumpers, good. Luna now with 18 for the Dora Lady Falcons to take the game high for them so far. Alton breaks the full court press, got the McIntyre. Jumps inside the three-point line, shoots it, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. We're going to get a hell ball, and the ball belongs to the Dora Lady Falcons with a chance to take the lead. Dora's never led in this game. They have tied it up, and we're tied again here at 40. Alton led by five at the first quarter break. Led by four at the end of the first half. We're tied at the end of three. Dora with the ball. They break the press. A two-on-one. Going to the bucket. Shot is no good. Nice defensive play out there by Trantham. And she picks up the loose ball and then travels with it. As the whistle blows, it'll be Dora basketball with 6:26 to go in the game. And Dora to trigger it in. Luna will be the trigger man as they set up in the four corners. Running the inbound play. Going to have to hurry now. Oh, they got it in. Dumped it into Mitchell. Mitchell, left side, got it to Vandiver. Vandiver back to Luna. Luna's had a hot hand. She's got 18 in the game for the Lady Falcons. Oh, and here's a pass by Dora. Going to be thrown out of bounds. Martin thought somebody was going to be where they weren't. Ball goes out of bounds, so Dora turns it over. And now Dora, a little bit of full court man-to-man pressure here. Alton gets it into Campbell. Campbell dribble drives through a double team. Gets all the way up into the lane. Bounces the ball down to Reynolds. Her shot is blocked in the middle. Loose ball picked up by the Lady Falcons. Here they come on the break. Dora with a chance to take the lead. 6 minutes to go in the game. Luna, a little shake and bake out top. Gives it up. And it goes to Martin. Martin to Vandiver, and now back to Luna. To the high post to Mitchell. Mitchell tried to pass it, and it's stolen by Haney. We get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Dora's number five. That is Montgomery Mitchell. That'll be her third in the game. And with 5:46 to go, it'll be Alton basketball. First team foul called against Dora here in the fourth quarter. Remember, Thayer and Couch coming up immediately following this one here from the Thayer Winter Classic semifinal action. Alton throws it away, working against the press. Reynolds had, or Campbell had it on the far side, tried to swing it over to McIntyre, threw it over her head and out of bounds. So Dora gets it back with 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Luna, little crossover dribble, hands the ball to Martin. Martin from the free throw line, shoots no good. Rebound, Miley Haney. Haney has 9 points in the game. She's hit 3 threes. She hadn't attempted one in the second half. Here McIntyre thought about the three, now penetrates into the circle, gives out to Haney, straight ahead. The three is no good. Rebound to Alton. Reynolds got it. Gives it out to Campbell. Campbell back to Reynolds. She thought about shooting it, doesn't. Gives it back out front. Now to the high post to Campbell. Braley around the defense, gets fouled on the shot. She'll go the line and shoot two. Braley Campbell has been very aggressive in this game. The foul's on number five. That is Mitchell. And that'll be number four on Montgomery Mitchell for Dora. Mitchell, by the way, has 9 points in the game for the Lady Falcons. And Campbell going to the free throw line looking for her first point of the second half. And the free throw is up and no good. At 19 and a half, and she's still at 19. She'll shoot another. Trying to break the tie. We're tied at 40. Campbell puts it up. It is good. One out of two that time from the line. 20 points for Campbell tonight. And here come the Dora Lady Falcons down by one. Chance to take the lead with a bucket. Luna handles it outside. Goes to the baseline. Goes all the way down under the bucket. Throws it back out front to Ullum. And she'll give it right back to Luna. Luna now to Martin. Nice catch of an errant pass. Ball goes to Vandiver in the left corner. Vandiver brings out to the wing. Gives to Mitchell at the free throw line. Couldn't get open for the shot. Gives it back to Martin. And Martin to Luna. Working against the defense of McIntyre. Still way out front. And there's a foul on McIntyre on the open floor. She tried to reach in and knock that ball away. Got her on the arm. Foul on Kaylee. Will be her first in the game. Non-shooting foul. First team foul on the Alton Lady Comets here in the fourth quarter. Dora will inbound it. Got it to Luna. Luna handles out on the floor. The junior working against McIntyre. Gives it up now for Martin. Martin working against Reynolds. Gives it down in the corner. Short jumper is up and no good by Vandiver. And the rebound to Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Haney moving into lane. Little hook pass goes back out front. Run down by McIntyre. Now to Campbell. Open on the wing. Doesn't take the shot. Alton has a one-point lead here. 4 minutes to go. Here's Haney for three. No good. Rebound to Vandiver for Dora. And the Lady Falcons chance to gain the lead with a bucket. They trail by one. Luna's got it out front. Bounces it to Mitchell. Mitchell, a couple of dribbles. It gives it outside to Ullum. Ullum now to Luna. Luna working against McIntyre out top. Luna's had the hot hand for Dora here in the second half. They're trying to prevent her. Now she cuts to the basket, gives the ball around. Short jumper is up by Ullum, no good. Fight for the rebound, taken by McIntyre for Alton. And the Lady Comets have the ball back, up by one. Down to 3:25 to go in the game. Here McIntyre fakes the three, gives to Campbell for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds, off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. It'll be Dora basketball with a chance to gain the lead. Substitution for Alton. Cassidy Reynolds will check out of the game. Number five checking in, Jessica Green. Dora with the basketball, 3:16 to go, and we got a timeout call. 3:16 to play. Alton leads Dora by one. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday.
or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, Coach Scott Womack called that timeout for Dora. Wanted to get something set up for his Lady Falcons. They trail by one with 3:16 to play in the game here at the Thayer High School Gym, the Thayer Winter Classic Basketball Tournament. If you're in the area, don't have anything to do, might want to get out to the second game or the second game of our broadcast tonight. Game number three, Thayer takes on Couch in that one. Dora with the basketball, working on the perimeter of the Alton Comet zone defense. Alton, or Dora, will get it outside. There's Luna for the lead for three. It's no good. Haney yanks down the rebound for Alton, and the Lady Comets chance to add to their lead here. They go to McIntyre on the right side. Down the corner to Green. Back out to McIntyre, and Haney on top. Haney looking to make a move. Gives off to Campbell. Campbell going down the right side of the lane. No shot. They're going to call a foul, but it's going to be on the floor. Foul's on number 10. That'll be Kinley Luna. That'll be her second of the night. And the third team foul on Dora here in the fourth quarter. Alton running the inbound play. Campbell gets it in to McIntyre. McIntyre has it taken away by Luna. Luna's got a run out up ahead. Bucket is up and good. Number five, Montgomery Mitchell with the bucket. And the Dora Falcons lead it by one, 42-41. Alton the other way. Haney to the bucket. Shoots no. Rebound Luna. And coming out of traffic, has the ball poked away, picked up by Dora. And we get a foul called on the floor. It's going to be Dora basketball. Foul on the Lady Comets. We'll see who they call it on. And, well, they didn't call a foul. We get a timeout on the court. Before the foul, we got a timeout. All right, 42-41. Dora leads the Alton Lady Comets by one. Here we're down inside 3 minutes to play in this game. We'll say thanks to some of your Alton Comet boosters helping bring you the game tonight. They include Legacy Auto Body and Towing, Mr. Dent Collision Repair, Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering, Allen Supported Living, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center. I see what Coach called the timeout. Dora with the basketball with 2:18 to play and a one-point lead. I can bet they run a little clock here if they can. Luna takes the inbound pass, feeds it on the right side to Martin. Martin dribbles one time, gets it back to Luna, top of the key. Luna backing down to defender, into the lane, throws it up. No good. Rebound, Alton. Campbell got the rebound, gives it out to Haney. Haney working up the floor. Alton needing a bucket to get the lead back. We're down under 2 minutes to go. Haney handles it out front. Dora back in a 1-2-2 zone. McIntyre with it now on top between the circles. Sets the offensive play. Going to the left side. Now moves off the screen. Kicks it out to Green. And now Haney in the right corner. Skip pass out top. Deflected by the defense. Picked up by the Dora Lady Falcons. Oh, there should have been a backcourt violation, but no call. I guess they're saying that Dora didn't have possession. Dora now working the clock with a minute 25 to go with a one-point lead. Ball goes right side for Ullum. Ullum handles it, working against Haney. Pulls up the dribble, got to get rid of it, does to Montgomery. Or Mitchell, I'm sorry. Montgomery Mitchell is her name. Now the give to Martin. Martin will give it up to Luna, and she'll continue to handle the basketball with 1 minute to go. And Alton's trying to foul, no call. Here's a wild shot for Luna up and no good. But they finally get a foul on the play. Foul's going to be on Jessica Green, number five for Alton. That'll be her third in the game. And we're going to get another timeout. 1 minute to play. Dora leads Alton by one, 42-41. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right. It's our friends and family sale with friends and family pricing. And it is only here at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. This is one of our biggest sales of the year. So bring your friends and family and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Well, the Dora Lady Falcons have the basketball. They'll inbound under their bucket with a one-point lead, 1 minute to play in the game. They inbound to Luna. She'll take it out top. McIntyre trailing her. Problem for Alton is they've only committed two fouls. They can't put Dora at the free throw line. Now we're down to 50 seconds to go. Luna is going to get fouled finally, and that'll go against, I believe, McIntyre. Yep. McIntyre called for the foul will be her second of the game. And Dora will inbound it again. Dora with the one-point lead. Remember, Dora trailed by five at the end of a quarter, trailed by four at the half, outscored Alton 18-9 in the third quarter, and now has a one-point lead. And they were lining up for the inbound play, and Kaylee McIntyre got knocked to the floor, banged her head. She gets up, says, "I'm okay." Look at the official, says, "I just standing here and somebody shoved me down." Anyway, no call on the play. Dora will inbound the basketball. 49 seconds to go. Dora inbounds it. Oh, and that's a backcourt. Luna caught it on the inbound side of the half-court line, and her momentum carried her into the backcourt. So Dora turns it over. Now Alton's got to have a bucket. 45 seconds to go in the game. Alton with the basketball, down by one, 42-41. They go into the lane, got the ball in there to Reynolds, back out to Campbell. Campbell driving the baseline all the way under the bucket, throws the pass across the lane, is deflected by the defense and out of bounds. 34 seconds to go. Alton with a chance to regain the lead here with a bucket. Campbell will trigger it in, looking in the lane, nobody open. Now gets it into McIntyre. And it's knocked out of bounds, but a foul called on the Dora Lady Falcons. Number five, Montgomery Mitchell, called for the foul. That is her fifth. Mitchell has fouled out of the game. She was called for the reach around on the inbound play. She will come out, see who Coach Womack will go with on the floor. 20. Well, we're down to just a few seconds left in the game here. Alton will inbound it. By the way, team foul number four on Dora. And number 30 will come off the bench. Jamie Hall playing the middle defensively. But we're going to get a timeout first by Coach Shane Benson. Wanting to set something up. 34 seconds left in the game. Alton down by one. And need a bucket to advance to the championship game. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alton Bank and their branch bank of Urchtree is a proud supporter of the annual Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon.
Alton Comets inbound the basketball and score! Number 34, Cassidy Reynolds, got it in the lane, swung it up off the backboard. It's good, and she gets fouled on the play. Foul on number 22, Vandiver. That is irrelevant right now. Reynolds shooting the free throw, trying to make it a two-point game, and she hits it. Reynolds with seven. Alton up by two, 44-42, 28 seconds to go. Luna into the lane for Dora, and she gets fouled. It'll be on Trantham. It'll be on the floor, and that's just the fourth team foul on the Alt Lady Comets. So Dora will inbound it with 25 seconds to go. Foul, by the way, was on Trantham, and we get a timeout by the Dora Falcons. So here we go, 25 seconds left in the game. The one seed has the lead over the five seed by two, and the five seed will inbound the ball after this timeout. Well, what a game. We were tied at 38 at the end of three quarters. Alton has scored 6 points. Dora has scored four in the fourth quarter. It's been defense, defense, defense. And both teams battling. The winner will move into the championship, which will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here in the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. Loser will play for third place tomorrow at 6:30. So Dora will inbound the ball. Coach Womack is designing what he wants to do, as this one has come right down to the wire. The number five seed, Dora, giving Alton all they want here tonight. And we count down the final few seconds of the timeout. Dora will inbound it. Luna will be the trigger man down to the right side of the glass on the baseline on the offensive end. She gets the ball, looking for somebody open. Got it into Martin. 20 seconds to go in the game. Martin over to Luna. You got to think Luna's going to try and penetrate. She does. Up with a shot. No good. Rebound comes to Luna. A three for the win. Oh, it's off the rim. Dora with another rebound. Got it. A shot is up. That one's off the rim. Rebound Ullum. And we get a foul called on the play. It'll be Dora basketball. The foul will be on number 24, Kaylee Campbell. That'll be her fourth in the game. Alton Comets lead is two, and Ullum, Ellie Ullum, at the free throw line is 2 for 2 for the night. First one is up here, bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Ullum will shoot another, trying to make it a one-point game with 5 seconds remaining. Free throw on the way, it is no good. Rebound to Dora, shot is up, no good. Alton rebounds it and can run out the clock. The Alton Lady Comets win a nail-biter here in the semifinals of the 52nd annual Thayer Winter Classic. Your final score, 44-42 over a very game Dora Lady Falcons basketball team. So Alton will advance to the championship tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They'll play either Couch or Thayer, whoever wins the next game here tonight. All right, what a game. We're going to take